Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs.
Today's story, The Caverns of Death.
To the caverns, believe that the underground chamber which we are about to enter is one of the most magnificent of nature's wonders.
Hey, this is pretty impressive, isn't it?
Hey, I'll say.
Hey, gosh, take a look at the section we're entering now.
It's as big as all outdoors.
We've named this great natural hall the Temple of Vulcan, after the Roman god of fire, because of the pit that you see over there near the center, from which vapors continually pour.
I think your class will find this the most interesting part of the cavern, Professor Morley.
Is it safe for me to bring my students any closer to the pit? Are the vapors harmless?
Sure, just see.
Hey, come on, fellas, let's take a look at it.
Come on, fellas.
Eddie, come with me.
Now, mind you, boys, she's up too close.
Oh, it's all right, Professor Morley. There's a railing around the pit.
Now, this great circular crater, approximately 100 feet in diameter, is truly one of the natural masterpieces of the entire Southwest. At the base of this pit is a pool of water, which is believed to be bottomless. The steam which you see rising before you is emitted from clefts in the rocky wall, about 15 feet below the brim. These may be seen by leaning slightly over the railing and looking downward.
Can you see him, Eddie?
No, not yet.
Look, lean over here. See him?
Oh, yeah, look down there. Hey, look out, the rail's breaking. We're falling into the pit.
Hurry. Please, hurry.
We're doing everything we can, Professor Morley.
Oh, this is horrible. Horrible. My entire class, 17 fine young men, are down at the bottom of that pit. I don't know whether they're alive or dead.
No, take it easy. There's still hope. There ain't no bodies come up yet.
Oh, but the rescue party's been down there for over an hour. There ought to be some word.
Well, it takes a long time to drag the pool, you know. Oh, here comes one of the rescue squad now. Hey, Harry, what's happened down there?
Yes, yes. What's the news?
Well, we dragged the pool up, down, and over again.
Yes?
There wasn't one single body to be found.
Tell me if that's the plane from the east.
Yes.
Thank you.
How'd you do, Miss Lane?
Oh, Professor Morley, I'm so sorry. I heard about the dreadful thing that happened yesterday. I can't tell you how badly I feel.
Oh, it's horrible. Inconceivable. I still can't believe it's true.
Has there been any further word of the boys?
No. None have been found. Not even their bodies. That's what makes it so horrible.
I can't understand it.
It's all my fault. I should never have taken them to the caverns.
You mustn't blame yourself, Professor. You couldn't foresee the danger.
How am I going to face the parents of those poor boys?
Oh, I know. It's sad for everyone.
Some of the parents are arriving on this plane that's just landed. Will you excuse me? I must meet them.
Certainly, Professor. I'm expecting a friend on this train myself.
Good day, Miss Lane.
Good day.
Oh, Margot.
Lamont. Oh, Lamont.
How are you, Margot?
I'm disgustingly healthy. Must be this mountain air.
So nice to see you.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to come out. I know you'll just love the club.
I'm sure, but the way I read in this morning's paper about an accident in the cavern. What's the latest on it?
Not a thing. I'm talking to Professor Morley just before you arrived.
Oh, he was the man in charge of the car.
Yeah.
Have they found any trace of the boys yet?
None.
Hmm.
Well, here's the car. Get in. Will you drive?
Certainly.
Follow the road to the left. It leads straight to the club.
The cabins on the same road.
Yes, they are. Why did you ask?
I thought we might stop and take a look at them.
Lamont, what's your purpose in stopping? I know you too well to think it's morbid curiosity.
There are several things about this accident that I'd like to understand more fully.
What things, Lamont?
I wonder if anyone has taken the trouble to find out exactly how those young men fell into the pit.
Well, yes, of course. The railing broke and the rim of the crater gave way.
But isn't that rim solid rock?
Yes, I think so.
How strange it should collapse, don't you think?
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Even more important, why hasn't any trace of those young men been found?
Well, they're supposed to have fallen into a bottomless pool. A
strange pool that refuses to give up its dead. There must be something mysterious about that pit, Margo, and when we reach the caverns, I intend to find out what it is.
Shouldn't be taking you in here. These caverns were officially closed after the accident.
So nothing has been discovered yet?
No, ma'am. There was a party down there about an hour ago. They didn't find a thing. Yes, here we are. This is the pit.
I see.
That must be the place where the rim gave way.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Broke off very evenly, didn't it?
Yes, rocks do that sometimes.
Might I examine it?
Well, you can't go near there. That's ordered.
Very well. Tell me, how did the searching party get into the pit?
Rope ladder, over on the other side.
Is the bottom of the pit entirely covered by the pool?
There's a wide ledge on one side. That's why the searching party went down over there.
Wait for me up here, Margot.
Where are you going?
The bottom of the pit.
That's pretty risky, going down there alone.
Oh, but he's not going alone.
Well, I'm not going with him.
I know, I am.
But Margot...
I'm going with you, Lamont.
Well, if you've made up your mind, I know better than to argue with you.
Here's the ladder.
What about these vapors, Guy? Are they very hot?
No, after you're down 20 feet, you'll be past them anyhow.
Well, here we go. I'll lead the way. Careful when you start, Margot. These rope ladders are tricky.
Keep going, Lamont. I'm right behind you.
I'll be a lot happier when you pass through these vapors.
Yes, but... Oh!
What's the matter?
I almost slipped.
Goodness, Margot, be careful.
Yes, I will.
There. We'll be on the vapors.
How far is it to the bottom?
I'll use my flashlight. A little way now. The ledge is directly below it.
The place is down strange down here. Hollow. Like a tomb.
That's what it is, Margot. There. On the ledge. Easy now. Let me get down.
Thank you.
Watch your steps. These rocks are slippery.
I know. That's how everything feels down here. Icy and cold.
Take a look around. Stay close. Hold my hand.
All right, Lamont.
Here's the pool.
It looks so black and sinister.
Yes, it's easy to believe that it's bottomless. Now we start in this direction and circle the pool.
All right. It's awfully dark down here. Lamont, did you hear that?
Yes. I did.
What was it?
Don't know. It seems to be coming from the pool on our right.
Who was there?
There's no flashlight on it. No one answers.
Look, Lamont. Someone's clinging to the edge of the pool.
Come on, Margot.
Lamont, you suppose it could be one of them?
We'll see. Take the light, Margot. Out of the water.
Give it to me.
All right, Omer. Come on. There you are.
Lamont, it is one of the humans. I know it is. I've seen him around the village.
I've got to get out. I've got to get out.
Take it easy. We'll get you out.
What about the others? Are they alive? Do you understand me? Are they alive?
The railing's breaking. We're falling. Help!
He's a very sick boy. Get him out of there quickly. I'll call the guard. Hello? Hello, sir.
What do you want?
I want the students alive. You lower a rope.
You ready?
Get him down. This is Margo while I try to turn this up.
Lamont, where did he come from? And what did he look like?
No, this boy's better than that. You can tell us that.
that just left. What are they afraid that you will tell?
a cook here, I tell you. I don't know nothing.
Who is the man in the gas mask?
Well, he's the boss. That's all I know. I never seen his face.
Why does he wear the mask?
They always wear masks when they go to the lower level of the cabin.
Lower level? Then there's more to the cabins than the public is viewed.
Sure, that's where the... Hey, I told you I don't know nothing.
You must realize that you will never leave this place alive unless I help you. And you help me.
Well, maybe you're right.
You know I am. Now, what about those boys? Are they alive or dead?
I don't know. But when they fell, it wasn't no accident. Somewhere in the wall of that pit, there's a thief.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have.
Yes. And that, Mr. Shadow, is all that you're going to hear.
I presume that you are the man they call the boss.
That's right, Shadow. We're meeting on equal terms. Although I can't see you, I too am hidden, safe behind this wall.
What happened to those boys?
That's my affair, Shadow. And I advise you to keep out of it. That dead man on the floor is proof. But I mean business.
I regard that as a challenge. From now on, it is war between us. I promise to save those young men and bring you and your gang to justice. Not if we proceed carefully. Walk straight down the passageway. stay close to the wall. I'll be right beside you.
Did you discover anything?
No. Now, I've been too concerned with finding you. So you're out of the armistice deck quickly.
That's what they are.
Quick. Hide behind this rock. Don't move.
Can't waste much more time looking for him.
You'll never find his way out.
Well, let him go for now. There's something more important to attend to than mine.
Now, when they arrive, things that you've overlooked, Shadow. This chamber is filled with a gas that destroys the willpower. In a few minutes, you will feel its effect, and we will be able to see you.
I feel its effect. But before the gas destroys my will and my willpower, permitting you to see me, I shall have settled my score with you.
That matter, Wayne.
You may not know that this gas with which this mine is filled is also highly explosive. So I strike this match, these caverns will be blown to kingdom come.
And blow yourself up with it?
If I am sent far enough, yes, that's just what I'll do.
I advise you to put that match away.
Oh, no.
I am holding a revolver which is aimed at your head. You make one move, strike a light. I'll fire.
You must think I'm pretty stupid. You know as well as I do that a pistol shot would ignite this gas as quickly as my match.
Well, I guess that stops you.
Have you anything to say?
Maybe the gas has got it. Maybe he'll see it.
Yes, we could. Let go of me.
I'll just relieve you of those matches.
What's the matter, boss?
Shadow, look for matches.
Now I demand that you open that door. Let those young men out.
Oh, no. Come on, Boston. We're leaving here.
Look out, Boston. Don't hurt you. It's Gatsby. He's come to. He's got a big axe.
You had that coming to you. I told you, Boston.
No, keep away from me, Gatsby. Put down that axe. Don't.
Yeah. That settles my score with you, Boston. And you too, Professor Morley.
Professor Morley? You mean...
Yeah. That's who the boss really is.
I see. That ties in with the disappearance of those boys. How did all this come about?
Morley discovered this mine a year ago. He and Bronson planned the kidnapping of those boys. They had to get labor secretly, or the owners of the cabins would have found out about the ruby.
I see.
I've hated my part in this thing from the beginning. But now that it's over, I'm not sorry I killed them both.
Yours has been a crime of violence, Gatman. But the law will be lenient. They deserve to die. Now, open that door. These young men out of their living death into freedom and life.
Places named are fictitious. Any similarities to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.